What's up, y'all? Jeffrey of Jeffrey TV. Boys and girls. It's been so long since I did it this way. I forgot what my intro was, my go-to intro. Anyhow, I cut this thing on to talk about, or to demonstrate or to show, that I'm back out here walking again. Yes. My plantar fasciitis seems to have cleared up. I'm still wearing the insoles, the plaster, the over-the-counter Dr. Scholl's plantar fasciitis insoles that I got several months ago that are probably worn out and not really doing anything, but they make me feel better. I'm back out here walking again, and it feels good. I started walking, and I was like, I love walking. I love being out here walking. Then I remember when I got plantar fasciitis and had to start riding my bike, I was like, oh my God, I love riding the bike. Riding the bike is the best. Oh my God, this is... And then when I was in Ohio or someplace, I was someplace in the weather, I had to get on the glider, exercise glider. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best. I love this glider. So I ended up buying two of them. One for in Ohio and one for my house. So just about basically everywhere I go, there's a Gazelle glider. Well, not everywhere I go, but you know. But I guess the whole point is how I can become immersed in the moment or the activity. What are those shower doors? I can become immersed in the moment or the activity in that instance, in experience of time. At that moment becomes the bee's knees. One thing I'm funny about is why I'm cold all the time. I feel like I got to chill all the time. In fact, and when I went to the optometrist, she was looking at my eye. They did a retinal scan of my eye. And she was like, blah, blah, blah. So these thin veins here usually occur because of high blood pressure. And I was like, yeah, I know about my blood pressure situation. I took my blood pressure yesterday and it was high. And I know I need to do something. I need to put all them damn potato chips I got away. And cheese balls. It's not that I add salt to my food. I'm just eating so much probably salty based food products. That's probably my problem. I probably need to knock that off and get back to where I was because I had my blood pressure down. But I know I'm doing stuff. And I was wondering, that might be why I'm cold all the damn time. Laying in the bed under the blankets, 58 degrees outside or so. And I'm cold. Sitting in my living room, I feel cold. And then I go outside and it's warmer outside than it is in my apartment. Something's going on, you know what I mean? And it's probably because I need to eat right. I know I'm not eating right. Four basic food groups, that's one of the first things we're taught in life. And I ain't nowhere near none of it. Hello, somebody's house. You didn't get a good look. So I got to get on that. I mean, there's some things. And I got last month, I was kind of, everything is relative. Everything is relative and subjective, but this time I think I mean relative. And the fact that, not that I was, I felt a little down. Let's just say I felt down because last month I got two flag tickets. And my performance was down. kind of weighed down. And I haven't even looked to see why yet. So I get sensitive about that. And I put it off until it becomes so big in my mind that I really don't want to do it. But I need to look and see. And basically, it's a few things happen, or it could be my perception, or it could be in the state of mind that I'm in, to where I felt threatened. And I don't mean like somebody gonna kill me, or somebody gonna, you know, I'm gonna get fired, or something, anything like that. I guess I may have been, and I meant to say it out loud, it may be that the standard that I set for myself, I'm starting to see slipping. And I know where I need to improve. I know what I need to abstain from. I know what I need to do. I'm putting it off, just enjoying this ride, enjoying this state of mind, probably for too long. Hopefully I'll come out of it in the summer or spring. Maybe even this upcoming trip could bring me out. But it feels so damn good. It just feels so good to be within myself, to stay deeply within myself. And not so much introspective, just wallowing inside myself, just being within me, you know, just constantly staying within my own head. And the indulgences that come along with that. Food, laziness. And sometimes inactivity, but I'm trying to fight the inactivity at least by trying to, you know, at least make sure I get my 10,000 steps in, no matter how much I wallow. I'm like, at least I can do that. One day I even tried to get 20,000 steps in. It didn't help. It may have increased my appetite, so I ate more. I don't know what the hell happened. But I gotta definitely, I mean, I know what I need to do. I know where I'm pointing at. I know what I need to make happen. There's a lot going on right here. And I'm an adult. And maybe this period, and I felt threatened by outside sources. It's like I need to do this, I need to keep up with that. And it may be in my own mind. It may be me, you know, a subconscious trigger. Hey, keep an eye on that. You know, just a little, like my interactions at work, my camaraderie, how do I interact with people at work? Because I'm realizing no matter how good you do your job, you got to stay socially connected and socially relevant or you will get lost. You got to stay on the radar. Because, hey, I was to do my job, not bother nobody, you know, keep kicking out the numbers and just have, you know, very minimal contact with coworkers. Even though my performance could be high, that's still not a good thing. You want to keep, especially with your performance high. You get your performance too high and then you become standoffish or aloof. And that really puts a target on you. People will react. Human beings will react. Feel uncomfortable and go, oh. I mean, it's just my experience. And that's what I anticipate. Oh, but he and Jeffrey, you know, just little things that people will point you out to if you stand out too much or stand away. Oh, they over there getting down. Look at that. They over there getting down. Barbecue grill and whatnot. So I know I needed what I needed to do. And even during this wallowing time, and I've done it before and been in this mood, I'm still getting stuff done. I'm still maintaining. I'm definitely maintaining my administrative daily chores and life maintenance, and maybe even going a little bit above that. You know, so I'm not completely zero productive, and I am maintaining maintenance, you know, maintaining my administrative life, paperwork, making appointments, doctor's appointments, all that. So I just kind of, even though I'm just kind of going through the motions because I've done it so far, just kind of almost sleeping through it. Do you ever see how we get these here? Y'all get these? See how it's just sitting there? Somebody just left it there. And then when somebody wants one, they just walk by, do their credit card, take it someplace. And I think this is probably an app to say, hey, where's the closest one? Where's the closest scooter? And they'll probably tell them it's right there and they gotta go find it. Yeah. But it's been a while. My hand, and I don't know if I'm holding it in the best angle for my wrist and whatnot. I guess it kind of don't matter. It's gonna pain me either way I look at it. I guess I'll put it here. Remember, I had to go through all this before. And I just set it here, and I just held it instead of let my arm stiffen up and all that. So out here doing what we do, you know. So I mean, I know what I need to do, and you know, life is still good. Went to a Julio concert the other day for Valentine's Day, and life rewarded me, as it usually does. So, I mean, things are good. Things are good, and I know they could get better, for whatever better means. Or I see a direction that I feel might be advantageous or better, whatever the word is. See, I don't like speaking in relative terms. Better than what? Supposed to? There is no supposed to. Ought to? All these things are subjective. I try to stay away from. Should be, ought to be. Yeah, I try to stay away from those things. Not that I'm deeply into the scientific method to where I attempt to rule out any speculation or guessing. The scientific method says, you know, you're not supposed to be looking for an answer. You're just supposed to do the experiment and let the data show you where it leads, and not have any idea of what you're trying to prove or not prove. Science isn't about ought to be or should be. Science is about observation and measurement, documentation, and repeating, documented and repeated processes that can be replicated. Other than that, and probably including that, we may be fooling ourselves thinking science and scientific method can lead us to fact and theory, but we may not know. There may be dimensions or things about reality that we don't know. When we start talking about objective, you know, objective reality, where You know, there's like a solid set reality that everybody has to agree to. Quote unquote has to agree to. Ooh, look at that big old box. Somebody would love that. Look at it. He puts a big old cardboard box to the garbage. I'm like, ooh, I can do something with that box. You see it? See that big old box? I was like, what can I do with that box? I don't need no damn box. I don't need that in my house. Did you see that big old... that big old piece of cardboard? You think of something you can do with it. Yeah, I'm out here walking. It feels good to be back walking again. I know that walking is probably more strenuous than riding a bike, which is definitely more strenuous than being on the glider, even with the bricks. But the glider did what it had to do for the few months I couldn't walk. The biking was good, you know, in between the weather. And I was digging the biking, loving the biking. Every time I get on that bike, and it feels so good, even when I'm in the garage. When I pedal from where I park it to the gate, to open the gate, driving, I ride it that far. Even that just feels good. And that all came from taking it to a bike shop and let a professional bike shop maintenance and align it. I do that from now on. Whenever I buy a bike, I'm going to take it to Peddlers West, even if I'm living in Ohio. If I buy a bike from Walmart in Poland, on Poland Road or Poland Super, forget report. I'm going to ship the bike out to Peddlers West and have maintenance, ship it back. That's an exaggeration. Yeah. So it's good. It does feel good to be back here walking. And it's going to feel really good to wrap this up and rest my wrist. Anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the fun. For every elementary particle that has ever existed, any atom in this or any universe, that if it was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, a theory of universe, an hypothesis of all is one.